U.S. President Barack Obama says he has the needed authority to broaden the military campaign against ISIL terrorists in Iraq and Syria. Obama made the comments in a meeting with congressional leader on Tuesday. He is to outline his plans to the American people in a primetime address on Wednesday. A bomb blast in the northern Syrian province of Idlib has left at least 45 members of a key militant group dead. The blast ripped through a house where Ahrar al-Sham militants were holding a meeting. The group has confirmed that its leader, Hassan Abub, was killed in the attack. Several banks in the U.S. have reportedly closed the accounts of a number of Muslim customers without prior notices or explanations. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, has submitted a complaint to the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice in this connection. Raging monsoon floods sweeping across India and Pakistan have killed more than 440 people. Authorities have issued a new warning saying hundreds of thousands should be prepared to flee their homes. Military forces have been using boats and helicopters to deliver food supplies to stranded families and to evacuate weeks ago. And Scotland is moving closer to that landmark national referendum, which will determine whether or not it will become independent from the UK. And concern is already rising in London over what many see as the imminent breakup of the United Kingdom. The Liberian Defense Minister says the Ebola outbreak is threatening the existence of the country. Brownie Samakai told the UN Security Council that the country is facing a serious threat as Ebola is spreading like wildfire and devouring everything in its path.